What follows is classic Al Bernay. These are excerpts from tapes that Al was running in the period July 11th through 17th, 1976. This was recorded by Ben during a July 1976 phone trip where Ben was in L.A., and so he did record snippets of Al's recordings, and I have edited them together to make it sound fairly much like what a section of his tape loop would sound like during a time that he was doing the comment thing. People used to call in and leave comments on his answering machine, and then he would put their question or comment on the big tape loop and then respond to it, and that's what the format was at this time. It should be noted that while this tape might give the opposite impression, when you would call his numbers, you would come in to the recording at whatever point it happened to be. Your chance of having the recording start at the beginning as it does in this edited tape would be very slight. He had various lengths of loop tape that he would use. They were always longer than this. I don't have a complete recording of one of the entire loops from this time period, but I believe I do from others. There's a discussion with Mark Bernay about what Al was doing with his phone lines at this time in Southern California Phone Trips, Part 2, in the Switching Sounds section.
These recordings are made possible by the boys who sell maps to stars home. This recording is for Wednesday evening and Thursday evening, 14 and 15, July 76. Today's tape, comments.
Time, I guess. Oh, well. Al, on your next bulletin, could you please tell me what a line tie is? Thank you.
That's when you connect two phone lines together, two separate phone numbers that you have in your premise, and run a conference so that two people on your two lines can be connected together and be heard. In other words, the plus side of both lines are tied together and the minus sides are tied together, usually by a double pole correction. Correction. Single pole, double throw switch. Single pole, double throw switch.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I just asked about the line tie a second ago. It's Spencer. I used to be a map worker, so you have to wonder who it is. Okay, so in your next bulletin, please explain what a line tie is and how you make your phones answer real quick. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Aspress, thanks for dumping me. Terrible. Okay, explain to me how your answering device works, okay?
An answering device works by the ringing of the phone, pulling a relay in, and the relay connecting its points together in such a way as to connect the phone across the relay coil itself, causing the DC in the phone line to keep the relay activated, that is down, which, of course, maintains the points that short across and keep the coil on the line. In more detail, your phone line is two wires, a plus and a minus. From the plus, you go through a capacitor ranging from 5 to 20 MFD. That capacitor goes to the one side of the input of a bridge rectifier. The minus side of the phone line goes directly to the other input of the bridge rectifier. The plus side of the bridge rectifier goes to one side of the relay coil. The minus side of the bridge rectifier goes to the other side of the relay coil. Now, the relay has two points that are normally open but close when the relay does. On one of those points, you connect it directly to the plus side of the phone line. The other point on the relay is connected to the plus side of the bridge rectifier. This is your answering device. When somebody rings, it'll answer the phone. When somebody hangs up, it releases. The circuit I just gave you cannot be used on ESS. It can only be used on step and number 5 crossbar. So if your prefix is 852-855 or 650, you cannot use it. I think your prefix is in that area. It's not in that area, rather. That's about it.
Oh, okay. If you are still running the comment line, you might want to play this announcement. This is Ben, New York, and I'm in town. Hello to everyone I know.
Ben, New York, are you sure that's you? You sound very strange without carrier all over your head. Anyway, hello, party, Ben, New York. Why in the world would you do something that stupid as to come to Los Angeles? Why in the hell would you want to come to Los Angeles? But anyway, your message is conveyed.
Hello, I'd like to have a dog, and my phone number is 628.
You don't sound too sure of your telephone number. Why don't you call back when you've decided to make up a good one?
Al, I would like to know how long you have been the head of Matt Starr's home and how much these tapes cost to put on.
I've been running this for about 23 years. Was it 2-3 years, I think. About 20 years. I've been a worker earlier. How much do these tapes cost to put on? Lately, a fortune. It's close to $3 for an 8-track cartridge, and it only lasts like 24 to 48 hours, and then it has to be emptied out of tape practically and converted to a 2-minute loop so it won't bind. The machine I'm running this on sells for close to $200, and the phone lines, of course, you know the rates for those, and the coupler is $3.50 a month.
This is Jerry from Woodland Hills, and I would like to know when we will get our raise that you promised us. Jerry from Woodland Hills.
What? What is it I promised you? Get our way? Did you say way? Did you say raise? It sounded like ray, raise, or way, and either one doesn't make sense, so I do not understand that last question.
I just thought of a question, just so I hung up. Would you explain how your bully machine works? Or what is it? Thank you, Gabald.
It works like this. As the tape slides past a head, either information goes from the tape to the head or from the head to the tape. The recorders usually have three heads that do the bullying, and it causes it to be fed back to the first head again. And look, Asbreath, I don't know what you mean by gabald, but anyway, I'm going to use the bully machine on your stupid gabald. Here goes. Take that, Asbreath.
Maps to Stars Homes presents the following.
This is Al Bernay's mother in concert.
Alan, 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 Alan.
This has been a presentation of Maps to Stars Home.
To work about 11 or 12, or maybe later.
It's now 2 p.m. Where are you, Asbreath?
I am not a phone freak, and I have never been a phone freak. This is a recording.
Okay, let's investigate Stu Funphone's imitation of my mother. You've already heard that. Now here's a real recording of my real mother saying Alan. I'll let you listen to it a few times, and you compare. Does he imitate her good or not?
Alan? 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 Alan, please call.
Mr. Diamond, please don't follow the advice of the people who tell you to run your hour-long tapes for less than 3
I want to know why you have comment on this, and I'd like to request that every morning, please keep comment on this line, because any other line for me is a total call. Thank you. This is where I'm staying right now. Go bald.
I have a question. What do you think of the fun phone machine that is on fun phone, you know, the one with the beep? That is all. Go bald.
Look, Ass Breath, if you're going to leave a comment, speak into your phone. You turned your head away and probably dribbled and drooled all over your bed or something while the phone was behind your back when you were talking. Keep your mouth into the mouthpiece. What do I think about Stuart's answering machine? It does its job. Machines are not complicated at all. Either they work or they don't.
This is Nina Holly of Malibu, and I want to know, why do you call 9 9ers?
Because my ears do not pick up words unless they are spoken with every letter that is supposed to be pronounced in the word. For example, the word word. Most people say were, when it's really word. The average speech, most people don't put all the letters in. Consonants, final consonants especially, are usually very slightly pronounced or not at all. Like the word sent, S-E-N-T, or the word bald, B-A-L-D. Shut up. Anyway, just analyze your own comment on hearing it, and you will see how muddled and muddy it was and very hard to understand. Niner? Well, the average person pronounces the number 5 as phi, and the number 9 as nigh. So now we've narrowed the numbers 5 and niner down to phi and nigh. But some people don't even blow their Fs that much. They'll go phi, and their 9, they'll go nigh. So my ears, being damaged by radar from Lockheed years ago and losing high-frequency response, will pick up both numbers as I, I. And that is why I use Niner. It is a standard term anyway for communications. And I picked it up from there when I flew a plane before. I had to say Niner to the control tower, and I just got into the habit of using Niner. Of course, I heard Niner a long time ago when I was 11 or 12 and listened to shortwave weather broadcasts. They said Niner, and it got me curious, and I finally got the message because I heard Niner everywhere on the shortwave. I hope that answers the question.
This is Ben New York, and I have a comment about fun phone. Now, a 9.7 earthquake and a nuclear attack maybe not as bad as GTE. The fun phone satire of GTE is worse than all three of them.
A what point earthquake?
A 9.7 earthquake.
What point 7?
A 9.7.
That's Niner!
A 9.7 earthquake.
Okay, Ass Breath, that's better. And I still say you sound strange without your carrier.
I don't know if you caught that, but Al edited Ben into saying niner by appending the beginning of the word earthquake to the end of Ben's nine.
A nine earth.
Had he had time to do it right, it might have gone like this.
Nine earth.
Anyway, here's another exchange about that from a day or two later.
Okay, this is Ben New York here, going to New York, and here's some carrier noise for you. And in order to do a better job of my saying nine I will give you the stuff to do it. Niner. Now you can put it together. Goodbye.
I don't have to put it together, Ass Breath. That was good enough right there. Thank you. And thank you for the carrier. Now you sound like Ben New York instead of some fake guy imitating a New York accent. On a direct line. You sound more natural. Keep it that way.
Why don't you start saying fiver?
What happened to your carrier, Ass Breath? And I don't like fiver, because that's not official.
That's it for the complete and the salvageable material that I have from July 76 of Al's recordings.